Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Doll Factory, a novel by Elizabeth MacNeil, read by Tuppence Middleton.
For Enid and Arthur. London, November 1850. A painting. When the streets are at their darkest and quietest, a girl settles at a small desk in the cellar of a dollmaker's shop. A bald china head sits in front of her and watches her with a vacant stare. She squeezes red and white watercolors onto an oyster shell, sucks the end of her brush, and adjusts the looking glass before her. The candle hisses. The girl narrows her eyes at the blank paper. She adds water and mixes up fleshy colors. The first streak of paint on the page is as sharp as a slap. The paper is thick, cold-pressed, and it does not cockle. In the candlelight, the shadows magnify, and the edges of her hair are one with the blackness. She paints on. A single sweep for her chin, white for her cheekbones where the flame catches. She copies her faults faithfully. Her widely spaced eyes, the deformed twist of her collarbone. Her sister and mistress are sleeping upstairs, and even the shushing of her paintbrush seems an intrusion, a deafening rally that will wake them.